Title: Rushed Fills Then Relaxed Downbeats Advanced. All right, welcome in. This is an advanced groove lesson for drum and bass in Ableton Live, and we're going after a very specific, very effective tension and release trick. The idea is simple, but the execution is where it gets pro. You're going to make your fills feel rushed, like they're leaning forward into the bar line, and then you're going to make the very next downbeat feel relaxed, wider, and heavier. That contrast makes the reset feel confident, like the track just planted its feet. We're doing this in a repeatable way using Ableton stock tools, groove pool, MIDI timing offsets, track delay, velocity shaping, transient control, and automation. And I'll add some coach notes as we go, so you're not just copying settings, you're actually hearing why it works. Let's build it. First, session setup, because microtiming only makes sense if you can actually hear it. Set your tempo to something DDNB friendly, 172 to 176. Let's choose 174 BPM. Create 3 MIDI tracks, one for kick, one for snare, and one for tops and fills. That last one is where your hats, rides, ghost snares, and fill ornaments will live. Now group those 3 tracks into a drum group, name it drums. On the drums group, add a glue compressor. Set attack to 3 milliseconds, release to auto, ratio 2 to 1, and aim for just 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Don't smash it. We're not mixing a finished master here. We are creating a stable context, so small timing changes don't disappear the second you start processing. After the glue, add drum bus. Drive somewhere between 5 and 15%, crunch low, boom tuned around 30 to 60 Hz with a modest amount, and if your drums feel dull, push transient slightly positive. Not too much yet. We'll use transient shaping later to support the late landings. Now we build the core groove. This is the unhurried foundation. On the snare track, put your snare on beats 2 and 4. In Ableton's grid, that's 1.2 and 1.4, repeating each bar. On the kick track, start dead simple. Kick on 1.1. If you want a little extra roll, add an additional kick around 1.3 or 1.3.3 if you want it to feel more syncopated. But keep it clean. The fill is where we earn the density. On the snare track, do a quick tidy chain if needed, EQ8 with a high pass around 90 to 120 Hz if there's rumble, maybe a small cut in the 300 to 600 range if it's boxy, then a saturator with soft clip on, drive around 2 to 5 dB, optional, but helpful for perceived loudness without just turning it up. Now listen, at this stage your beat should feel stable and inevitable. If it already feels rushed, stop and simplify. The whole trick depends on having a calm bassline to contrast against. Next, we create the relaxed downbeat. This is the sit-back moment after the fill. Method is clean and controllable. Track delay. Open the mixer view and enable the track delay section. Now set kick track delay to plus 3 milliseconds. Set snare track delay to plus 5 to plus 8 milliseconds. That's it. Tiny numbers, huge vibe. You're not trying to sound late like a mistake. You're trying to sound wide, like the drums have weight. Leave the tops and fills track close to 0 milliseconds for now. Later we might even push some of it slightly early, but the key is, don't move everything together. Contrast is the whole point. Coach note here, calibrate your late against the bass, not the grid. In drum and bass, people lock onto the snare and the bass transient. If your bass transient is perfectly on grid but your kick and snare are delayed a lot, it can feel like the drums are dragging behind the song. A good starting relationship is bass transient near the grid, like 0 to plus 3 milliseconds, while kick and snare are the wide element at plus 5 to plus 10. You don't have to do that right now, but keep it in mind when you bring the bass in later. Method B is more surgical. Only delay the first downbeat after the fill. If you want that, set track delays back to 0. Then for the specific landing hits, nudge just those MIDI notes later by about plus 5 to plus 12 milliseconds. You can do that by zooming in and shifting the note start, or if you're working in audio, by adjusting clip start or warp markers. This method is amazing, because you can keep the rest of the groove tight and only make the reset bloom. Now we build the rushed fill. This is where the tension comes from. A fill should do 2 things: increase density, and push forward slightly in time. Go to the tops and fills track and choose where you want the fill to happen. End of bar 4 is a classic. End of bar 8 for a bigger phrase marker also works. For this lesson, we'll do a smaller one at the end of bar 4 and a bigger one at the end of bar 8. Let's do the end of bar 4. Program closed hats as 16th notes from 4.3 to 4.4. Then add a little ghost snare run right at 4.4. You can do a quick 30-second burst if your samples can handle it. And add one punctuation hit if you want, like a tiny tom, rim, or percussion stab. Keep it short. The goal is urgency, not chaos. Now, the micro-timing move. Select only the fill notes. Only the fill. Not the main hats across the whole loop, not the core kick and snare. Just the fill notes. Nudge them earlier. Start with minus 5 milliseconds, then try minus 10 if you want it more aggressive. In a live DNB, minus 5 to minus 50 on fill ornaments is the pocket, but don't jump to extremes. You want it to feel like acceleration, not like a bad edit. Here's a great tension meter way to think about it. You're balancing density versus micro-timing. If the fill is already super dense, like lots of 30 seconds, use a smaller push, like minus 4 to minus 8 milliseconds. If the fill is simpler, like 16th hats, you can push harder, like minus 10 to minus 15. The combination sells urgency. You don't need maximum everything. Also, keep a consistent reference. Micro-timing needs a clock. Pick one element that stays basically steady, often a closed hat or a ride pattern. Keep that near the grid, like 0 to minus 2 milliseconds. Then the ornaments can rush early, and the fundamentals can sit late. If everything is moving, nothing feels intentional. Now let's bring in groove pool, but in the advanced way, selectively. Grab a groove from the core library, something like an MPC 16 swing around 57 as a starting point. Drop it into groove pool. Apply it to your tops and fills clip first. For the tops, try timing at 60 to 90%, random at 2 to 8%, velocity at 10 to 25%, bass at 16. Now for the kick and snare clip. Either don't apply it, or apply it very lightly, like timing 0 to 25%, random 0 to 3%. Because here's the philosophy, fills and tops can wobble, tease, shuffle, and rush. The landing needs to feel like a statement. If your kick and snare are getting heavily swung and randomized, the downbeat stops feeling like an anchor. Now we address a common problem. If you delay the downbeat, it can feel late and weak. So we're going to make the relaxed downbeat feel big, not soft. On the kick and snare, or on the drums group, use drum bus with transients plus 5 to plus 15. Keep drive light. Then on the snare, if you need more crack, a tiny wide EQ boost around 2 to 5 kHz can bring it forward. Keep your glue compressor gain reduction modest, because overcompression can erase the very timing contrast you just created. Optional extra. Add a subtle click layer for transient insurance. High pass, that click around 2 to 4 kHz so it adds definition without messing up your low-end weight. You want to feel the downbeat snap even if it's a few milliseconds late. Now, one more advanced coach warning. Check phase alignment if you're layering samples. If your kick or snare is a stack of multiple layers, and you apply track delay, sometimes the layers aren't perfectly aligned with each other the way you think they are, especially if one of the layers has a softer transient. You can get tiny flams or comb filtering. Best practice is to keep layered hits in a single drum rack pad chain so they move together, or resample a composite hit for that landing moment if you're going for maximum impact. Now, arrangement. Where do we place this so it feels like real DNB phrasing? A super workable 16-bar map goes like this. Bars 1 to 4. Establish the groove. Keep it readable. End of bar 4. Small rushed fill. Early micro-timing, slightly denser. Bar 5 downbeat. Relaxed landing. Slightly late kick and snare. Maybe add a crash on grid if you want the size without making the transient late. Bars 5 to 8. Add variation. Maybe a hat layer. Maybe some ghost notes, but don't lose the core. End of bar 8. Bigger rushed fill. More density, or a brighter texture, or both. Bar 9 downbeat. Even more relaxed landing. You can push that landing a touch later than bar 5, but be careful. This is where you support it with transients and maybe a short room hit on the snare. Bars 9 to 16. Evolve. Ride layer. Extra ghosts. Subtle edits. Keep the identity intact. Now, some spicy advanced variations you can use once the basic trick is working. Variation 1. Multi-stage rush. Instead of pushing the entire fill equally early, push it progressively more as it approaches the reset. First part of the fill minus 3 milliseconds, next part minus 7, last burst minus 12. That feels like a drummer tightening up into the bar line. Super intentional. Variation 2. Relax downbeat without delaying the whole snare. Split the snare into two layers. Keep the transient layer near the grid, like 0 to plus 2 milliseconds, and make it short. Then delay the body or room layer plus 8 to plus 15 milliseconds, so the weight blooms late. The snare speaks on time, but it feels huge and laid back. This is gold for heavy rollers. Variation 3. Dynamic brightening during the fill without turning it up. Automate an auto-filter high-pass on the fill so it sweeps from around 200 Hz up to 800 Hz across the last beat, or at a small high shelf in EQ during the fill. You perceive urgency without eating headroom. Variation 4. Bus processing split. Route tops and fills to a separate bus and compress that bus harder than the main drum group. Faster attack. Slightly higher ratio. Aim for 2 to 4 dB of gain reduction. The fill feels clamped and urgent. The landing on the main group stays wide and confident. And one more. Reverb pre-delay as a groove tool. On the landing snare only, increase reverb pre-delay to 20 to 40 milliseconds. Even if the snare is slightly late, the space answers later, and your brain reads that as size, not mess. Before we wrap, let's hit the common mistakes so you can avoid the classic traps. Don't rush the kick and snare early. Early core hits feel anxious, not heavy. Rush the ornaments. Let the fundamentals be deliberate. Don't over-randomize timing. Random is spice. Too much and it sounds like sloppy editing. Don't delay the downbeat and forget transient support. Late with no snap reads as weak. Don't make the fill dense without making space. If the fill is a wall of notes and you didn't manage levels or EQ, you just created a messy peak, not controlled tension, and always reference in context. Add your bass and see if the groove still makes sense. This is a negotiation between kick, snare, and bass transient timing. Now here's a tight 15-minute practice exercise. Make an 8-bar loop at 174 BPM. Kick on 1.1, snares on 2 and 4. Add steady hats and light ghost snares. Create a fill at the end of bar 4. 16th hat burst plus a 30-second ghost run. Push only the fill notes to minus 10 milliseconds. Pull only the bar 5 downbeat kick and snare to plus 8 milliseconds, either with track delay if you're doing it globally, or by nudging those notes if you're doing it surgically. Then duplicate the loop. Version A has no timing changes. Version B has the rushed fill and relaxed landing. Level match them and a slash B. This audio version is shortened for playback.